It's time to meet the men from the ministry. We present the men from the ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of the government service. Men who jump at the prospect of hard work and twitch a bit at even the smallest task. Ministry men are resolute and determined. In General Assistance Department, for instance, Richard Lamb is standing firm and putting his foot down.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, you've trundled me to it.
I'm sorry, Mildred. This dancing business is difficult. I can't get the hang of this waltz.
Well, that's probably because it's a quick step. You've got to waltz a bit faster when it's a quick step.
Oh. Really?
Oh, and another thing, Mr. Lamb. You don't have to give hand signals before you turn.
Well, at least I've learned how to turn. At the last staff ball, I could only go in a straight line.
Well, I think that's enough of the quick step. Next time you lead.
Right. Oh, it's so good of you to help, Mildred. I did try learning from a book. Teach Yourself Dancing, it was called. It was full of diagrams.
Oh, were the diagrams helpful then?
No, I felt such a fool wearing one black shoe and one white one.
Don't you fancy learning some modern dancing?
Well, I thought I might have a stab at the twist, you know.
A trendsetter.
Mr. Lennox Brown does it rather well.
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Morning, number one. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, you're one of the most accomplished twisters in the civil service.
That's very nice of you, number two. I think.
Mildred, why are you standing on one foot?
Well, because Mr. Lamb's been standing on the other. I've been teaching him how to dance.
I see. Well, Mildred, for your next extravaganza, do a nice reverse turn, a chasse through the door, and promenade around the kettle and make us all a nice cup of tea.
I'll see you then. I could dance all night. I could dance all night. I could dance
all night. I wonder what she'd have asked for.
Yes, anyway, she's very graceful, I must say. That's one thing about dancing. It makes you hold yourself well and straight back and chin high and teaches you, what's the word again? Hello, General Assistance Department. Oh, the department. It's the permanent undersecretary number two. Stop scratching yourself. Hello, Sir Gregory. How nice to hear you.
Absolute junk. And, as a matter of fact, trash, rubbish, muck.
Oh, well, if you say so, Sir Gregory.
That's our problem, Lennox Brown. All the staff people put in dustbins at refuse collection.
Yes, well, we'll put a stop to it at once, Sir Gregory.
I don't want it stopped, you fool. I want it speeded up, modernized. GLC have asked for our assistance. It's up to you to devise a pilot scheme.
Do you mean collect the dustbins by aeroplane?
Don't make foolish remarks. You know what the pilot scheme is. I want you to devise new techniques to speed up refuse collection. Get on with it.
Number two, we're to modernize the disposal of rubbish and devise a pilot scheme.
No, oh, I know what you mean. Pilot here and pilot there.
Don't make foolish remarks, number two. Look, you know what a pilot scheme is. Look, we've got to be scientific, research the background, gather information, facts and figures. In that way we can... How shall I put it?
Put off having to make a decision.
Quite right. First of all, we must see foot rot.
Foot rot?
Yes, the Federated Organization of Trained Refuse Operatives. It's their union, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, that spells foot rot. What about the T?
We'll have a cup when we get back. Anyway, come along. We'll go to the union headquarters, the refuse house. I've got one or two ideas I want to discuss with their general secretary.
Down, Mr. Lennox Brown, Mr. Lamb. Welcome to Refuse House.
Ah, well, thank you, Mr. Tibbet.
I must say, Mr. Tippett, you've got a very impressive building here.
Yes, yes, and I like the coat of arms over the entrance. Some crossed herring bones on a dustbin lid supported by alley cat rampant.
Yes, and of course the motto underneath, a garbagus lidas illegitimo. And, by the way, what does that mean?
Never put the right lid back on the bin. Now then, I understand you ministry men aren't happy with the way my gallant, hard-working lads are carrying out their selfless, dedicated duty.
No, not at all, Mr. Tippett. We think they're doing a fine job. We simply feel that methods could be modernized.
Well, I see. Well, naturally, I shall keep an open mind and listen without prejudice to any half-baked suggestions you may put forward.
Well, thank you. We hope to pass on a few tips.
Ah, now that is good news. And it's not even Christmas yet.
No, not that sort of tips.
No. Tips about rubbish. Rubbish tips. Oh, I said rather good, eh? Rubbish tips. Yes, well, perhaps not.
Basically, Mr. Tippett, we're here to ask and seek the union's cooperation in speeding up refuse collection.
Oh, yes.
And possibly recommend one or two changes.
Oh, well, of course, my union's policy is to welcome any changes. As long as it doesn't involve altering anything.
Well, we thought we might begin by doing a time and motion study.
I don't think the lads would like your time in their motion.
Well then, now we'll hand out a few forms for your men to fill in as they go round.
Oh, you know, all these stiffing forms we've got to take on the chart. There's hardly room for any rubbish.
Well, we've got to move with the times, Tommy.
Oh, I don't see why. In my day, rubbish had a bit of quality about it. British rubbish led the world then. British rubbish.
I heard you, but how do you mean?
Well, how often have you found a chorus girl's slipper soaked in champagne, eh? Dustbins was full of them in my day. Oh, come on. Better start filling the forms, I suppose.
Half a dozen paper hats. Seven coloured streamers.
Streamers.
Nine empty whiskey bottles. One pair of pink lace marriage of others.
Yes, that'll be the vicar on the fourth floor. He's non-conformist.
Really? Well, you've also got one rotten fish head, two empty tins...
Hang on. What kind of fish head? And how rotten?
Well,
according to this, there's different forms for different fish heads.
It's been here a week and it's... Oh, blimey, it's very rotten.
Well, I'll take a chance and put it under aquatic refuse, miscellaneous. We'll be here all day.
Oh, that ministry men know what they're doing, don't they?
What are you doing, number two?
Oh, I don't know, number one. I think it's the samba.
Oh, really, I must say, you make a beautiful couple, you and that hat stand.
One, two, three. Oh, I wish it wouldn't keep leaving.
Old Raj of the Board of Trade used to be fond of that sort of thing, you know. Tried for years to get into the civil service dancing team.
Yeah, and does he have a manager?
Once. One of them fell ill the night they were on the TV show, you know, and Raj stepped in and took over. Mind you, he looked a bit of a fool in that sequined ball gown. Oh, tragic business, you know.
Forms and all the dustmen said that.
Oh, splendid. Now, come on, number two. Bow nicely to the hat stand and let's have a look at these results.
All right.
Now, there's one interesting fact come out, sir. The full dustbins are mostly heavier than the empty ones.
Well, that's the sort of fact we mustn't lose sight of.
Yes, I say, number two, that is interesting. Oh, look, it says here that one empty sardine tin is thrown away every 15 seconds.
Oh, gracious, it must be pretty dented by now.
And also, on average, every week, each household throws away 1.5 worn-out woolly socks.
I wonder why they keep half a woolly sock.
It's a mystery. Well, I don't propose to unravel that. it's yours.
And Mr. Levitt's proud. What use are all these thingies and figures?
Use, my dear Mildred. These are statistics, and they don't have to be useful.
Oh, I get it. General Assistance Department, this is Mildred Murphin, by whom you have been addressed.
Put Lennox Brown on immediately.
Oh, yes, sir.
You've gone quite wise, Mildred. It's obviously old Grumble.
Yes, quiet.
No, no. Quiet, he might hear you. Give that to me. Hello, Sir Grumble Guts. Rumpty-dumpty, Sir Gregory Rumpty-dumpty. I was beating time with me, what not?
Who are they, Lennox Brown? What are you playing at? I told you to speed up the refuse collection.
Yes, well,
You're slowing it down, this stupid poor thing. Whose harebrained idiotic idea was that?
Oh, well, it's my number two, Sir Gregory Lamb here.
What was that about?
Don't worry, number two. Just putting in a good word for you. Yes, it was all his idea, Sir Gregory.
What are you going to do with all those forms?
He wants to know what we're going to do with all those forms. Well, we're going to evaluate them, Sir Gregory.
We'll throw them in the dustbin.
We'll throw them in the... No, we won't.
You're making a mock-up of this job, Lennox Brown.
You're dead right, I am.
You know what happens to incompetent fools, don't you?
Are you threatening me, Sir Gregory?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I thought you were. How funny.
Get on with the job. Messing about, remember? There are always vacancies in archives at Ballymucky.
Oh, dear. Ballymucky number two.
Oh, no, number one. The mind boggles. Potter from Pensions was there for a month, holiday relief. By the end of the first week, he found mushrooms growing in his briefcase.
Oh, I've heard Ballymucky's a shocking place. Ankle deep in slime and mud. And that's indoors.
Anyway, we're not there yet. Sir Gregory seems to feel that filling in our forms is slowing down the dustman. It is obvious what must be done.
Yes, of course. We'll withdraw the form.
Oh, no. Don't be silly, number two. Look, we'll recruit more dustmen. We'll advertise. That's what we'll do.
Of course. We can put a small ad in the newspaper. I did that when I wanted to sell my bicycle pump.
Ah, but it's a pity they put it under marriages.
Well, I don't know, Mildred. I got two electric toasters and a letter from a firm called Planned Happiness.
We could stick big posters on the walls of the underground.
Isn't it a bit dark down there?
I made the station.
No. The thing is, all these ideas cost money and we haven't got any. Look, the last time I looked into the petty cash boxes, there was 1 7 and a lapel badge saying, "Freak out, baby, it's Tuesday."
Well, how are we going to advertise?
A public service announcement on television. The BBC put them on all the time, you know. Mildred, give them a ring and tell them we're on our way.
I think we're lost, number one. This television center is a maze of corridors. I think the best thing to do is knock on one of these doors and ask.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Excuse me, a public service announcement.
Shove off, can't you see we're in the middle of a rehearsal?
I get lost.
Oh, we're very sorry.
Jack fell down the prairie.
Oh, well, any luck?
Well, the chap gestured at me. I think he meant it's two doors further on.
Well, anyway, we can try it. Hang on. Oh, yes, here we are. Producer in charge of public service announcements, Jason Peabody. At last, let's go in.
Oh, come in, chaps. Oh, you're early. Which one of you is the singing pillar box?
Well, neither of us, I'm afraid. We're from the ministry.
Oh, yes, of course. I was expecting you. Now, don't remind me of your names, you see. I've got a system. Association of Ideas. Now, you're, half a crown, royal mint, mint sauce, lamb.
No. I am Lennox Brown. He's lamb. Now, what's all this about singing pillar boxes?
Oh, it's a part of the post-early the Christmas campaign. I don't want to be caught out like I was last year. Didn't start it until December the 24th.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, oh, well, do sit down. Now, my name's, let me see. Arthur Crown, money, frozen assets, frozen peas... Peabody!
How do you do? Yes, look, we've come about to launching a campaign to recruit more refuge officers.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I got all the details from your secretary, Mr. Half a crown, coin, roll, battered, muffin, Murphy!
Well, we urgently need more dustmen, you see.
Oh, to empty dustbins, I suppose.
Not exactly. Actually, it's to fill up forms.
Oh, what sort of forms?
Well, forms that we can later analyse so that we're in a position to decide on the basis of the facts of whether we need more dustmen.
Ah, yeah, I see. Yeah, well, we can certainly arrange a straightforward announcement.
Well, we were hoping for something a little more ambitious. A little commercial, you know, like they do on the other channel.
Oh, that'll cost money.
Not if you use an amateur actor.
Or two amateur actors.
Oh, no. luckily, my number two and I are both leading lights in the civil service players. I did Jimmy Porfin Look Back in Anger, you know.
Really? Yes, and I was the one he was looking back in anger at. I lowered the safety curtain and cut off his soliloquy.
I beg your pardon. I stole all the notices in the bed sitting room.
Yes, and he did some remarkable things in the little hut. So this dustman commercial is just the sort of thing to challenge us, Susie.
Yeah. Now, really well. And now, I wonder if we can get to write it.
Oh, well, it's...
I might have guessed.
We've jotted down a little script on this envelope.
Yeah, well, let me see. Yeah, we're all right. Well, we'll toddle down to the studio then and get it over with. A couple of takes should do it. Stand by. Let's try it again. Dustman's public service announcement, take 47.
No, look, what is wrong with you, number two? You've ruined every take coming in with that ridiculous walk.
Well, it says it right here in the script. Look, zoom in, slowly swinging from left to right.
That is a camera direction, you great idiot.
We all make mistakes. What about when you hung your bowler hat over the camera lens, hmm?
Don't take that tone of voice with me, number two.
It's all your fault, you know.
Now, gentlemen, now, let's all be friends. There's no point in arguing. Why not shake hands?
Who are you?
I'm the makeup girl.
Now, please, take 47. How this is going to look on TV, I dread to think.
Did you see it, Mildred?
Well, no. I would have done, you see. Only me mum and dad were out, see. And me boyfriend Bernard was round.
Oh, so you weren't switched on?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Quite. Anyway, I rather enjoyed doing it.
So did I.
Good morning. Well, how did you see it, number two?
Morning, number one. I certainly did, and it wasn't easy.
Why not?
I haven't got a television set.
Oh, I see.
Well, I had to sneak out, you see, crouch in the shrubbery and peer in at Miss Doncaster's window.
Misunderstood.
It was, actually. But I explained it quite frankly to the policeman. I told him I was only trying to catch a glimpse of it because I haven't got one myself.
Sometimes I've wondered, but do go on.
Yes, well, finally he let me off with a caution.
Yes, well, look, I saw the program. I must say, I thought I came over rather well. Not unlike Peter O'Toole.
Good morning, gentlemen. You'll remember me. Tippett.
Mr. Tippett, the union fellow, do come in and sit down. Go and make a pot of tea, Mildred, will you?
Thank you.
Oh, I just thought I'd let you know the first results of your television thing. Still, so the important thing is there's already been a flood of applications to join the refuse service.
Oh, splendid.
There's only one little snag, brother. We're all coming out on strike.
You should have told me, Number Two. No wonder the dustmen are upset.
I'm sorry, Number One. It was just a little idea of mine to speed them up.
Yeah, but roller skates.
I thought I'd show some initiative.
I don't mind initiative, Number Two, but you use it where and when and how I tell you. Roller skates, indeed.
Oh, well, if they're going to cause a strike, we'd better withdraw.
What? And admit we're wrong, never look... It'll all blow over. Look, you mark my words, they're bluffing. They'll never strike.
And here is the news. There was a heated debate in Parliament today as the dustman strike enters its third week. Commenting on the London situation, a police spokesman said, "Our own dustbins haven't been emptied and we are too busy to do much about it. Things are really humming at the yard." Asked about the peaceful nature of the strike and the absence of picketing, the union secretary said, "We want to put the thing right, and it'll never get right if we picket." He read reporters the latest letter from the ministry, which concluded, "You must return to work at once. London is now full of refuse, and there is an appalling smell from your obedient servant, Richard Ladd." Camera teams have been out filming the pile-up of refuse, and television tonight will be showing an amazing lot of rubbish. Two ministry officials will be appearing on Panorama.
Mr. Lennox Brown, will there be another meeting between yourself and the union?
Yeah, it's possible. After all, my own dustbin is full as well, you know.
Do you expect anything to come out of it?
A few flies, I shouldn't want to...
Yes. Mr. Lamb, don't you feel that your position has tended to be a little uncompromising?
Certainly not. I'm willing to get in a compromising position with anyone.
We offered to meet them halfway, you know. Oh, yes, we did indeed. Have the men wear one roller skate instead of two.
And they still stood firm?
No, most of them fell over. That's the trouble, you see. I'm not used to skating.
Therefore, the ministry attitude is adamant. We shall never give in to those who stop the march of progress. We shall not budge an inch.
Excuse me. Hello? I see. Yes. It's for you, the permanent undersecretary.
Hmm? Oh. Oh, hello, Sir Gregory. How am I? Oh, I beg your pardon. Oh, you're watching, are you? Wave nicely to Sir Gregory, Number Two. How's that, Sir Gregory? Oh, well, yes, if you said it, yes, of course.
Mr. Lennox Brown, you were saying you wouldn't budge an inch.
Yes, well, there's been a slight shift of emphasis in our attitude.
Yeah.
How shall I put it? We give in.
The dustman go back to work this morning, Mr. Lamb. Hey, I wonder what made Sir Gregory stick his oar in like that.
I expect it was his sense of civic responsibility, his sense of justice, his sense of smell.
Aye, it was beginning to pop a bit round here. And the dustman's right under his window, you know.
Anyway, it's all over now. We agreed to let them carry on collecting like they'd always done. No roller skates, no form.
And all that extra men you recruited will speed things up too.
Exactly. So we can get back to our usual office routine. Ready?
Oh, all right then. Da 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 da
Oh, good morning, number one.
You know, I've been thinking about that television interview last night. I realize now how wrong I was before.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Spotted myself on the monitor, you know. I'm much more like a younger Sean Connery.
Yeah. If you say so, number one.
Oh, anyway, the strike's over and things will soon be getting back to normal.
Yes, number one. Just to tidy up the loose ends, I've sent a letter to all rubbish depots, like you said.
Hmm? Oh, splendid. Let's have a look at it. Dear sir or madam, we recently sent you forms regarding the London dustbins. All of the latter that are completely or partially filled should be sent to this office at once, as we wish to study the contents. Oh, that's rather good.
Number two.
Number two, you are mad. Do you know what you've done? Look, look,
look. Look out of the window.
Just
coming along right
on.
No.
Well, they're heading this way. Number one, they're stopping outside.
I didn't come in today, number two. I'm at home resting. I just popped in to tell you bye-bye.
As usual, as the men from the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. Also featured were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, and Pat Simpson. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor.